Broadcasting live from the San Diego Marriott Marquis and Marina, it's CEO Exclusive. Now here's your hosts, Mark Borelli and Soini Cope.
All right, we're here at the Visage Executive Summit with CEO Exclusive Radio. I'm your host, Soini Koch, and also your co-host, Mark Borelli, is here with me. Mark?
Hey, Soini, good to see you. And we're here with Alex Hinojosa.
Yeah. Alex Hinojosa.
So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Alex, we've been asking all of our CEOs to share their market intelligence around what they think are the most important trends in their area of expertise that other middle market CEOs should know. So, tell us. What's happening?
So in our area of expertise within staffing and hiring, helping companies hire people, we're seeing a number of really interesting trends. Obviously, as companies compete for talent, salaries are on the rise, on average between like 5 and 8% in that mid-market level.
On an annual basis?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's also really good outlook for small to mid-sized businesses on the hiring front. It looks like there's going to be an 8% increase over last year, which is really great for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
We're also noticing flexible staffing on the rise. Companies are really finding and targeting the specific person they need for projects as opposed to hiring a full-time employee. So they'll contract with someone who has the expertise they need for the given period of time, which really helps them on a flexibility basis.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that, Mark, you and I were talking about last night was how that flexible 1099 arrangement may not necessarily work to the employee's advantage. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how employees and employers can really make that relationship work for both parties.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and it's come up more and more as the, you know, the economy of the rideshare has come up, as opposed to an industry within technology and the creative fields. There are some drawbacks for the employee in the sense of you don't get the traditional benefits that you would as a full-time employee. But there are a lot of advantages, too. You really do get to set your own work schedule. You get to take projects that really interest you. Being a 1099 affords you a lot of flexibility to dictate whether or not you're going to work on-site or from your home location or your own office. And a lot of people, when they look at quality of life, those are things that are very interesting to them. For the employer, it does tend to work out a little bit better. You save a little bit of money on the tax side of things. You don't obviously pay those employee benefits. But the nice part of that, too, is with that flexibility, a lot of times companies can't justify the expenditure of hiring that full-time employee, but they're using that 1099 to complete key projects. And, say, 6 months to a year, it really makes a lot of sense for them.
Okay.
And so what kinds of industries do you specialize in?
We specialize more in verticals, information technology, in the creative fields. We work with a lot of digital agencies. We don't necessarily specialize within a certain industry. It's a wide swath of companies, especially when you look at kind of the ubiquity of Office 365 and how that affects, you know, from a small to the enterprise size clients. We're able to kind of work through all of those.
You know, it's interesting. Also, a question I wanted to ask you is, I have noticed, not that I've been in the job searching market for a while, but there's all these stories you read today where everything's gone to technology, resumes are scanned for the right words. And the thing I find fascinating about that, and maybe it's just the level I've worked at, is in my last four jobs, I've never done a single thing that was on my job description. You walk into the office the first day and the guy goes, yeah, I know we hired you to do this, but here's the problem we've got today. Go fix that problem. And so I'm wondering if, you know, maybe at the lower end this works, but are we becoming over-reliant on words rather than a skill set somebody brings to the job?
You know, it's an excellent point, and I believe to a certain extent you're right about that. You'll see hiring managers and HR directors kind of write a wish list for their resumes or for the person that they're really looking for. And we advise clients to hire smart as opposed to keywords. You can teach smart people almost anything, but you can't teach smart. So when you look at someone and you interview them and you say, hey, they have almost everything that we're looking for, and they come off as intelligent and curious and bright, that's the person that they should be bringing on. That's the person who's going to bring a lot of value to the organization long term.
So every CEO, without exception, that we've interviewed, including all the CEOs we've interviewed today, have said that it's their team that's made them successful, right? And, you know, that's a kind of a big idea, a big platitude. And I'm wondering, both on the technical side and then also on the fit side, what are your recommendations for CEOs to actually find people that are going to be a good match for them?
Culture is exceptionally important in an organization. If you've spent the time to really hire and build a culture that has a certain feel and fit for it, hiring someone who may be qualified or you believe could really do the job well but won't fit into the organization can be much more disruptive than training someone up. And they're right. You know, you're hiring people that are smarter than you is the best thing that you can do, because you can't be all things at all times. And you, to have that trust in your employees, you have to know that they're smart and capable and able to get that job done.
Mm-hmm. And so what do people do to get the culture fit part of it right?
Well, that's, you know, kind of a personal, organizational, when you're starting your company, you have to know what kind of organization, what kind of culture you want. Most people nowadays want that collaborative environment where they're heard, they're understood, where they contribute.
Those millennials.
The millennials, yeah, 100%. But that's been a good culture change for a lot of companies, because a lot of people, especially younger employees that come into the marketplace, bring really interesting and fresh ideas to new industries. They look at things in a different way than, say, I would, that's been in the same industry for, you know, 20 years. And they just approach things in fun new ways. And I think that's great for any organization, and they should embrace that.
Interesting enough, as you advise clients on looking for new talent, one of the things that I've always found interesting is people's natural biases that they're not even aware of in making selections. I mean, it goes back to, you know, it's a horrible thing to say, but if you're taller than average and better looking than average, you're more likely to get a job offer than if you're short and not so good looking. And I went through a paper on that thing saying hire short, ugly people because you don't have to pay them as much and you get the same ability. But that's another topic.
And they're probably grateful for the job,
exactly.
Too. They're more grateful for the job,
but we
too.
Don't want to go there. But how do you find that is an issue, these natural biases that we're not even aware of that we bring to the table?
There are. And there's been a lot of really good articles in Harvard Business Review, I believe it was about 2 months ago, published a really interesting article on that. And some of the ways that technology can actually remove those barriers, such as removing names from your resume, which is can be a natural bias for some people and they don't even realize it. There's a lot of people who, you know, look at a certain school demographic of, and that fits into, you know, maybe their culture, but that also can lead to a bias in passing up on a really good candidate. So those are some of the ways that it's been kind of taking those things out of the equation. But that's one thing that most companies need to work on and find a way to make sure it doesn't influence the hiring decisions.
And so as you look at your own leadership, right, you're running your own company. The theme of today is bold leadership. So how are you promoting and creating a bold leadership at your company?
You know, one of the things, working for two of the world's largest staffing firms before I started my own company, I learned a lot about things that I really liked and what I didn't. And within kind of the talent acquisition market, there's a very top-down, push-down approach. And a lot of people aren't really listened to in how to approach the industry. And that was one of my kind of key things that I wanted, was everyone to be heard, everyone to have an input, and either right or wrong, whether we move forward with an idea or not, for them to feel like they're being valued and understood. And I found that more than anything has really fostered the kind of culture for us that we've wanted.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing your organization with your growth and everything else you're trying to achieve? Is it also like everybody else we talk to, finding talent?
Absolutely. Finding talent for us, it works the same way. It's kind of a double-edged sword. And I think for any mid-size or small company, it's time. Yeah. It's time to do all of these things. It's investing in hiring the right person to help you achieve those goals. And that's what, you know, eventually we had to do, was for me to be able to hire someone to help hire people and take on more of that management level role. which is a great problem to have, but it's definitely one that we all face.
And when did you know, and how did you know that it was time for you to start bringing in somebody?
It just you can feel it, and you're sitting there at home at 10:30, you're still working, and you're thinking to yourself, I may need to bring on some help because, you know, you've been going since, say, 5, and it's 10:30 at night, you're still working.
And the family's going to kill you if you don't stop.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is when you're starting your own business, and depending on how well you're funded or if you're bootstrapping it, you wind up taking on a lot of different roles, obviously, as most of us do. But I was doing our website before we officially launched, and my wife looked at me, and it was around midnight. She woke up and was like, you're doing what you tell people not to do. You're not finding the right person for the job. And I'm reading like coding books, and I haven't coded in, I don't know, 15 years. And I was like, you're right. I am. Yeah, I'll take my own advice. Hire the people who are good at what they do. So find those areas where you can kind of give that to other people.
Well, I think that's great advice for any entrepreneurs. We all tend to try and do everything, and, you know, it's physician cure thyself first, because we're all equally bad at it. We think we can do it all. And
exactly. Exactly.
I think the best line I heard was, the only job you should do is the job only you can do.
That's an excellent way to put it. Exactly.
So as we just wrap up your interview, Alex, what are you looking forward to in your business?
You know, that it's just been a great experience. You know, we're going to be 4 years in July, and the continued growth and success, and as we bring on more people, providing them an opportunity to have a great life within the industry. And personally, I really enjoy working with companies, watching them grow, helping them find those right people. We get really invested in our clients. So for me, that's one of the most exciting things.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by our table today at the Visage Executive Summit.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful. Great.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.